Blom.
Kicked into the wall by Wallen. Oh, my God, no. Wallen's jumped dead center. Oh, no, they got to save Wallen. It was a clean hit. 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 It was a clean hit.
Well, hey there.
Welcome to episode 9.
Yeah, that was from Enrique Iglesias. You just heard.
That's probably one of my favorite intros we've done so far.
The ping pong song?
Yeah.
Great tune. What you been up to? How are things?
Things are good, you know. Doing my thing. Radio. Sporting events.
Yeah.
Fairies. The pod.
Warm beers and cold hot dogs.
Warm beers and cold hot dogs.
On that train, Harbor Cats game.
We went to a couple. The podcast went on the road.
We were only going to go to one.
So we went to one game. Radio station I do work at comes to me and says, we want you to go to a Harbor Cats game. So I grabbed the media pass and I was like, Eric, we're going to a Harbor Cats game. Fire up Gunsmoke. Head on down. Go to the game. And then up on the Jumbotron pops a Twitter contest. And I'm like, well, between the two of us, we're probably in charge of, what, 5-6 Twitter accounts?
Well, let's see. We got Penn Panthers Live, obviously. DJ Fire on Jor Henry. Penn Lax.
I got that band.
Thunderface. So, yeah, we got 5 Twitter accounts going.
We enter 4 of them into this contest, and then we're sitting in maybe the 7th inning. Which was a real disappointing game.
Is 2-0 for the Wenatchee Apple Sox.
Questionable name.
I thought it was pretty classic. I heard some lady call him the Apple Cox. So.
And then I won. I won the Twitter contest. So,
huge victory.
So we're going to the All-Star game. And I got a hat.
Yeah, that's a nice looking hat. The hat they tried to give you, though, was probably like
an inch too small.
Yeah, sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I got a huge dome, so I had to go a whole inch bigger. 7 3/4 if you're looking for a Christmas gift. I almost lost it the other day.
Oh,
on the diddler.
Oh,
diddler
no.
Diddler bumps off a wave, and whoosh, there it goes. And
in the water?
Yeah, pulled a big UE, came back.
Was she sinking or what?
It was going a little bit, but
you know,
we saved her.
Those things will last.
But yeah, baseball games.
Baseball.
I went to a couple of Seals games when they were in Victoria.
Yeah.
But the Harbor Cats are just, it's a summer college league. Everyone's just having a good time.
I had lots of fun going to the All-Star game. The All-Star game was a blast.
I almost got hit by a ball.
Yeah, that foul ball. Okay, this is not the All-Star game, but
this
game
one.
This
is the first game we went to.
Foul ball.
So we're firing up a captain's log.
Of course we're firing up a captain's log. Might just have to play that after. But anyways, ball's coming right to you.
And I'm like, this might hit me. And then maybe, what, 1.5, 2 feet to my left?
Yeah, I was yelling at you to catch it. Like, you probably would have...
Like, oh, Henry!
Probably would have broken your hand on that play, but...
It would have been pretty clutch if I pulled through and just barehanded it, but save my head.
That would have been unreal, or if you just headbutted it back on the field. Zinedine Zidane, or whatever his name is. Oh, yeah.
So, on my way over to the studio, picked up some Guyaki brand yerba mate.
This doesn't sound good.
No, I got Revel Berry.
Ugh. I got Passion Citron.
This is... not my favorite.
I'm gonna need to spike it a little bit.
a little bit of Sunny D.
Yeah, let's see if this will help a little bit.
Things could just get sour here.
This is probably gonna make it 100 times worse. Do you want some potion?
No, I'm good on potion.
Alright.
Guyaki yerba mate is made from the naturally caffeinated leaves of the celebrated South American rainforest holly tree. For centuries, rainforest tribes have referred to yerba mate as the drink of the gods.
Well, I'm really sorry for them.
Hey, they're trying to restore the rainforest and create jobs. How is it now?
Oh, I actually made it 100 times better.
Excellent. Yeah, so if you hear us, like, wincing, it's because of my bad call on the drinks.
Maybe there might be a patch of throw-up on my floor pretty soon. Who knows?
But Chuck will get it.
Yeah, Chuck will. Chuck will take it out. Health Canada, here we come.
I still think it's our goal to get him on the podcast.
Big City Ken?
If we get Big City Ken on the podcast,
Big,
I quit.
Big City Ken's going... He went into hiding. Apparently he tried to, like, sue Jay and Dan.
For calling him out like that.
Yeah. Fucking Big City Ken. I'm telling ya. Tell ya for free.
I'm telling ya.
Fucking Big City Ken. Big City Ken might as well have been at the Harbor Cats All-Star Game. Remember that guy who stormed out of the field?
So... Maybe in the fifth inning, we notice the Zorbs.
The Zorbs are looking fine. I'm unsure of what a Zorb is. Fuck.
If you've ever owned a hamster as a pet, it's basically a giant human hamster ball.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And we're scoping it. It's like, we're up in the nosebleeds with a couple of odds. We could have sat anywhere we wanted, but...
Nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds to get the...
bird.
The whole, you know, get the feel of the whole game. And then the Zorbs go out, they do the race, and then they... wheel them off the field and into this open space just past the right field line.
Well, you know, the RAP, Royal Athletic Park, is used as a soccer field. So with the part of the field they got barricaded off because, you know, the field's only, what, 390 yards or something?
Yeah.
So the part that...
390 to straightaway center.
Yeah. So the part they don't need, obviously, is just empty space. That's where they huck the big old Zorb ball.
And then this guy who was working for Popeyes at the event.
He was... absolutely can.
He thought it'd be a good idea to go after the Zorb.
I heard earlier he tried to buy some kids some beers or something like that. These kids were 10.
No. Warm ones.
So yeah, he jumps onto the field, and this lady's getting rattled at him.
She wasn't a nice lady.
No, she wasn't. But anyways, convinces him to get back into his seat, but then she just doesn't just, you know, say, don't do that again, please.
Boots him.
Calls the cops,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So middle of maybe the sixth inning now, the cops are rolling up to the RAP for the Zorb thief to...
The old Zorb... We should try and get the Zorb thief.
We should get him... We should call Popeyes, ask them which employee was trying to steal a Zorb, and get him on.
Hey, so you know the employee who got super shit canned? No. Oh, well, ask everyone who tried to steal a Zorb, because we want him on the podcast.
He comes on. Yes, yeah, so we mentioned it to you. You mean you guys are the ones who got me fired. And then episode 10 is cut 10 minutes in because me and Eric get beat to death by Popeye's muscle man.
Might be a good episode. I'm telling you, though, that game was pretty good, though.
Yeah. So the Harbor Cats, five of them, played. It's their first year expansion team, first ever expansion team to host an All-Star game in their
season. They put on a hell of a show, too.
Yeah. Nine years the league's been around, and they're on the north side, and they were down, what, 4 or 5 innings in the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah.
And they rallied, and they almost came.
Yeah, winning run was on second base, wasn't it? Yeah. And the fact that they broke the attendance record, too.
And that
by 100 people.
And we get more free tickets.
Yeah. Second free ticket 2 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Do act the
book. We got free tickets on free tickets on a free media pass. Like,
yeah. Unreal.
But yeah, it's good that, you know, that people came out to support.
Yeah, I thought, to be 100% honest, the first time I heard the Harbor Cats were coming to Victoria, I was like, just like a Seals, except they're going to flop in a season.
Yeah.
Instead of... But, you know, after seeing that
they can set an attendance record for a league
that's filled with college kids.
Yeah.
That's good baseball to watch, though. It's real. It's good stuff.
And they're nice people.
Yeah, they are.
And some of them might even be going to the MLB.
The MLB. We talked to
an MLB
a certain someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You scoped that. We were sitting down. You're like, Henry, is that an MLB scout over there? And I was like, well, fuck Eric, it is. Tried to make myself look as professional as possible. Walked on over. Hey, sir, can I talk to you for a moment? And then got a sweet little interview.
So this is Jordan Henry speaking with a Major League scout at the WCL All-Star Game. I just want your thoughts on the league, the talent, and who you're looking forward to seeing today.
Well, the talent is really good, and that's why we're all here, and they're all collected in one place, which makes it really easy for us and gets the best players playing against the best players.
Is there anyone here in particular you're looking to see?
No, actually, we cover the whole league. These players have been in college all year, and now they're in their summer league, and we're kind of checking up on them before they head back to school. So it's basically everybody in this game.
And it's really great to see these players. You know, they develop a lot even over the summer, where some people might take a little bit of an off-season training route. These guys are, you know, they're staying in almost game shape. And you think, is that something that players are looking to do to push their, you know, up to the next level?
Absolutely. There's a lot of competition in baseball. And out of this game here, there's probably going to be about two or three players that are playing in the major league one day.
Refuse to give his name, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's
fair, I guess.
Reasonable. Yeah. You know, he's trying to keep... He was nice of him to say yes.
Yeah.
Like, good guy.
And then we used my media pass to get down on the field. I gave you my bag for my giant recorder.
We're legit.
This is my equipment manager.
Okay, just stick together and ask him. We roll as a team. I think this is the interview.
Now joined by Grayson Porter and Nolan Johnson. You guys just watched the home run derby there. How'd you feel about that?
It was pretty awesome. Saw some guys hit some bombs.
And your thoughts?
Yeah, it was definitely cool seeing one kind of live and up close. I mean, a lot of guys with a lot of power. It was fun to watch.
And how are your thoughts on just having the game here in Victoria, playing out in Kelowna? I guess that's pretty close for you guys.
Yeah, it's wonderful to get over here on the island. The weather's great. Great fans, great atmosphere. Great place to have it.
Yeah, it's definitely great. It's our third time being here this season, so we kind of know our way around. It's a great stadium with great fans, and it's a great place to play.
Do you guys get out much in Victoria when you come out to play, or are you guys just all ball when you do it?
We like to go see the town, but it's mostly strictly business and focusing on what we need to do.
Yeah, we went down the harbor one time, walked around a little bit, saw some sights, and it's a great place to just walk around and see a different country.
So it's safe to say you haven't been up the bus. No 919 for you.
No comment.
No comment. Too bad.
You saw some of the kids up there doing their home run calls. Can I get your guys' best home run call?
Back, and it's gone.
I don't hit a lot of home runs, so I can't do that.
Yeah, thanks a lot for talking to me, guys.
Expert, top notch, just the best kind of reporting you can get.
So, you know, if any bigwigs out there are listening, I like to ask club questions, so hire us.
Yeah, we looked like we fit in.
Do yourself a fucking favor.
But we looked like we were fitting in.
Yeah.
Everyone was out there.
We had suits. A little pat. Oh, yeah.
And we're out there, shorts, t-shirts, hats.
Bombs.
Yeah.
we kind of fit the casual baseball feel, yeah. You know? Why not, eh?
Why not, eh?
I'm trying to find that...
The one where I almost got hit by the ball.
Yeah, that was not the All-Star game, but game one.
Captain's Log, 6:57 p.m. July 19th, 2013. Henry's gonna keep reminding me of the date. Some kid's about to throw the opening pitch.
Oh, that's not it.
He made it from the mound to the plate.
That's a strike.
That's a strike. Probably couldn't have thrown better myself, and the kid's 6 years old. More details to come, Cap. No.
Well, that obviously wasn't it, but I'll keep working on
it. That kid.
That kid, that's a long way.
How about that kid who sang the anthem at the All-Star game?
Oh, pipes on that kid.
Nine?
Yeah.
He was nine.
He sounded like an All-Star.
I thought Beyonce wasn't coming to BC until October.
Sounds like Danny Heatley sans hacking the darts.
Did I tell you I saw a guy in a 1507 shirt on the ferry?
No.
Lost my cool. Oh. I was like, 1507 from like across the cafeteria.
He's probably like, the fuck do you want?
No, he's like, you're the first one to appreciate it for what it is.
You gotta appreciate a shirt like that, though. You can't just ignore
it. I gotta get one.
A 1507?
Yeah.
I'm still saving up for a Vakitis jersey.
I want... Which one did I want? I wanted Monix.
You Monix?
Ed Monix.
I was thinking either Vakitis or...
Coffee Black?
Downtown.
Downtown? Downtown Funky Stuff Malone.
Yeah, sounds about right. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Flint Tropics.
Go see Semi-Pro. I just don't... Like, if you were to make a Venn diagram... of people who have seen Semi-Pro and people who listen to our podcast and overlap them on each other, I just don't feel like there would be a lot of people who listen to the podcast but haven't seen Semi-Pro.
Well, you know what I mean? I don't know. We have quite the wide range of listeners.
Yeah.
Like, we've got everyone from the guy who actually called it was a clean hit. That's big news.
So every time in the intro you hear the fellow saying, it was a clean hit, and you think, oh, they've looped this or something, and this guy keeps saying it. No, that's lie.
Yeah.
The guy just keeps saying it was a clean hit over and over again. Sends me a little tweet on the Twitters, my Twitters fur.
The old twits.
The twats.
The twats.
And he's like, I appreciate it. He's a fan.
That's so awesome. Like, I don't even know what kind of honor that is, but it's
I want Wallen to come on the podcast.
We should get both of those guys on.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening, we are sending you an invitation to come on the old pod. Our people will get in touch with your people.
Alana Spence is our secretary.
So you can talk to her.
She's also my driving instructor.
Fiery redhead driving instructor secretary.
We almost ran over some children on longboards this evening.
Oh, good. Fuck those kids.
I'm not good at driving standard.
What happened?
I'm just not good. Like, I don't stall, but it is clinking, cracking, squeal, like at the squeal.
Oh.
Like the quick tire
time. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, I've never driven standard before.
I'll just have to teach you on the old hog, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, I have to drive it tomorrow.
All right. Well,
on to the ferry to go see.
You're going to run over one of the guys who's directing traffic.
And I know them all too now. So I'm like, what the hell, Jordan?
Fuck you, Jordan.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Ed.
Go clean the break room. Dang it.
That's like what most of my job is too.
Cleaning the break room, taking 2-hour naps.
Yeah.
Good.
I do a real good job.
Good Canadian kids. Speaking of good Canadian kids. The Olympic divisions were announced.
Sochi bound.
And as I'm really unorganized, I don't have them teed up right now.
That's fine. But the NHLers are Sochi bound. Kovalchuk must be like, haha, fuck you.
I'm already there, nothing.
I get a 2-week break.
I can't believe that.
Can you imagine, though, if Russia wins the gold based entirely on Kovalchuk scoring a hat trick every game because he had this 2-week break beforehand?
That's not going to happen, but
if it does, I'm buying a Kovalchuk Team Russia jersey.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
The groups are looking. Canada's got a funky stuff Malone group right now. So, okay.
Did you see where they ranked Canada?
No.
Fifth. I can't even name 4 other countries that play hockey.
Okay, so in front, I guess, Sweden, Russia.
Sweden, Russia, the Czechs, and the States.
I thought the States were dropped all the way down to 7th.
Really?
And Switzerland was above them.
Wow. I really like Switzerland's my dark horse.
Yeah.
Jonas Hiller.
I'll check out the actual IIHF rankings after. But for Group A in the Olympics, Sochi 2014, we have Russia, Slovakia, the United States of America, and Slovenia.
That is an unreal group.
That's a tough group. Slovenia is, they are the dark horse of that group, no doubt.
Slovakia is really good for a team.
They have, half their team isn't in the NHL, first of all.
Yeah.
Or the KHL. They're just all dark horses.
Right, Slovenia is where Anze Kopitar's from.
Exactly. Slovakia,
and
Slovenia.
And they made it in because they beat Belarus. Or some other, like, you know those countries that are half decent, like
Belgium
or Denmark or one of those countries?
Yeah.
That are up there but not good?
Close but not
Slovenia,
quite.
Slovenia, that probably has, I think, a couple hundred registered hockey players.
Wow.
Wins. And Kopitar wasn't in the lineup.
Well, this isn't even the, like, those two teams are dark horses, but there's a few other ones that you'd think, like, I can't believe they made it. So Group B is Finland, Canada, Norway, Austria. Maybe we'll see our friend Iver Udgard.
Yeah, on Team Norway.
Yeah, maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
And Group C, we got the Czech Republic, Sweden, Switzerland, and Latvia.
That's a good group.
Home of, shit, who was the Canucks backup goalie in the Dan Kluche days?
See, my guess would just be straight to Alex Hall, but I can't remember the name.
It was the guy before Alex Hall. Ah, well, he was pretty useless, so it doesn't matter.
Let me see if I can figure that one out.
All right, but for the women's tournament, also, it's split into Group A and Group B. No C group.
Okay.
We have...
Arturs Urbe. What's the name of the fellow?
God, that's a dusty guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I can't believe you found that.
Yeah, I was quick.
Group A for the women's tournament. We have Canada, Finland, Switzerland, and the U.S. of A. That's a pretty stacked group for women's.
Yeah.
Finland, if you... they came fourth at Vancouver, I think.
Yes.
And Group Beta, we have Russia, Sweden, Germany, and Japan.
I don't want to be that guy, but it's going to be a Canada-U.S. final.
It always is.
And I think it has been ever since women's hockey came in Nagano.
No, in Turin, actually, or Torino, however the fuck you want to say it. Sweden defeated the U.S.
Right.
in the semifinal game and played Canada for the gold. Canada, obviously... taking that gold. But every other year it's been Canada USA, and every year except for Nagano it's been Canada who's taken it.
Yeah.
But in the World Championships you see the United States traditionally win that.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder if that's some sort of psychological women's hockey phenomenon. It's a conspiracy, man.
When I think women's hockey, it's Cassie Campbell, Haley Wickenheiser, and I don't even think either of them play anymore.
No, they don't.
There's that really good French-Canadian woman. You know which one I mean?
Culé?
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't know our women's hockey. We're sexist.
We're pretty decent at knowing sports, but like...
when it comes to women's sports...
women's hockey, the WNBA, and cricket. I just don't follow those.
The cricket looks badass, though. If I ever go somewhere, I want to see... there's two sporting events I want to see. A Formula One race and a cricket match. Also a rugby game.
A rugby game would be good. But cricket, I would only go to a one-day cricket match.
Oh.
I could never sit out a five-day cricket match.
I can't believe those exist. Like, that is stupid.
You guys want to play a game of cricket? Sure. You have the next 5 days off of work. Why? Because it's a five-day game.
Okay. So, for the women's rankings in the world right now, I'm only going to list the top five because everything after that is pretty irrelevant. US of A in first spot by 20 points, then it's Canada. And then it drops another 250 points to Finland, who's in third spot. And then Russia, Switzerland. And then for the men, the boys, we have Sweden taking number one spot.
Wow.
Finland, Russia, the Czech Republic, Canada, USA, Switzerland, Slovakia, Norway, and Germany.
That's not at all how I would rank it.
Really?
I would go USA, Russia, Canada, Sweden.
You'd have USA in top spot?
Yes.
Based on like the solid numbers, I have Canada in third. Because of their shitty-ass world championship
and
performances.
I think goaltending's the biggest issue for Team Canada.
In non-Olympic years.
Make your call right now. Who starts in Sochi for Team Canada in goal?
Roberto Luongo.
You think so?
100%.
Because you know who it should be?
Who?
Mike Smith.
Really?
I think it should be Mike Smith.
I think Roberto's going to have a little bit of a comeback. Man was unreal in Vancouver.
I would be so happy if he did. There's nobody in the league I want. Okay, maybe Josh Harding. But then Roberto Luongo is probably the next.
Josh Harding is an Olympic caliber attendee, though.
No, but like people I want to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
I want maybe him, and then I want Luongo to make a comeback.
If the Canucks shit the bed again, I'm cheering for Josh Harding.
Yeah.
Maybe and only Josh Harding.
Yeah.
Good guy.
If he doesn't start, I'm like, fuck you, Minnesota.
Yeah, like, good guy.
Maybe Heater.
Okay, so here's the bottom 10 teams. Double IHF world rankings.
Before the rankings drop off.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is the fucking bottom 10.
All right.
So, we have China.
Okay.
Israel.
Okay. Israel jerseys, by the way.
They're awesome.
Awesome.
Flying Star of David. Okay. Turkey, South Africa, Ireland, Luxembourg, Greece.
You know who should try out for the Ireland hockey team?
Myself.
Liam Gormican.
Is he Irish?
Kid has a citizenship.
Nice.
He might go play for the national lacrosse team.
Oh, that is unreal.
Because nobody goes out, right?
Yeah, but they probably still have the bodies for it.
Exactly. They have the bodies to man a team, but not the just not the skill.
I've got my Great Britain passport, but they're 22nd in the world, so I might not crack that squad. 45th, we've got North Korea, Mongolia.
Can you imagine watching hockey highlights in North Korea? North Korea win Olympic game. King Jong-un, 100 goal. He's the only player that shows
and, okay.
Just a poorly edited, like...
the NHL 99
it's
highlights.
Kim Jong-un cutting up Wayne Gretzky's head with a stick. And or the North Korea abducts Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no.
They just put big missiles on their jerseys.
It's just a nuclear holocaust logo. Okay, under North Korea, we've got Mongolia, the United Arab Emirates.
Every time Mongolia makes the save, just make a Great Wall of China joke.
Mongolians! And then Georgia. Land of Ika.
Ika could probably start in net.
Probably. They're last in the world. They have 0 points.
I know you hate when I do this, and I just put you on the spot to look things up. Can you figure out where Slovenia is ranked in the world?
Fuck, okay.
I know.
I just exited it, too. God damn. Slovenia. Holy shit, they're 17th in the world.
No! How is that even possible?
Okay, the team...
who is from there besides Kopitar?
Let me check it out. Slovenia men's national hockey team. Loving the soundtrack today, by the way.
Yeah.
Weezer Pinkerton. Fantastic. Okay, so, this is hilarious. So, goaltending, we've got Andrej from the team Sokol Kviv in, I don't even know, I'm not going to pretend how to say that, from Ukraine.
Yeah.
We've got Robert Christian from KHL Medvedchuk.
Hey, that's not bad.
Medvedchuk. Luka Graknar from Red Bull Salzburg in Austria. We've got Andrej from some French team. The Blaz Greg Rock. There's no one who plays in the NHL. Except Copes.
Okay. Wow.
I can't even find Kopitar on this list.
I'm sure he's Slovenian.
110%. There's Gaspar Kopitar.
Maybe they just missed him on the list. He's 100%.
No, Wikipedia is always right. Well.
I was looking on Wikipedia the other day.
Oh, yeah. Anze's on the squad.
And it said, you ever seen those little tiny deer? It's a tiny deer and it's called a dick dick.
A dick dick? Are you sure it's not just a fawn?
No. It's D-I-K-D-I-K.
Dick dick. Oh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's just a tiny deer.
3 to 6 kilograms and live up to 10 years.
That would be the best fucking bet. You want to take my dog for a walk? Nah, I got to take my dick dick for a stroll.
Oh my!
Anyway, somebody changed the Wikipedia page to like how you pronounce it. It's like dick dick. Because someone was like, how do you pronounce it? And someone's like, dick dick. Because like, I guess they were trying to make a joke or something.
Okay.
And the guy was like, no, it's pronounced xylophone. This was on, like, Reddit or something.
Within
25 minutes, the Wikipedia page has been changed to dick-dick, pronounced xylophone. The people of Reddit are powerful.
Reddit has power. In the Financial Post, there were a bunch of fast food items, and there was a Reddit Ask Reddit thing that was like, what's the grossest fast food thing you've ever eaten?
Yeah.
This whole Financial Post page is just things they've taken from this Ask Reddit.
Yeah.
And they got a source beside it. 10 items on the list.
Yeah.
10 items from the list sourced from Reddit.
Wow.
All from Ask Reddit.
That's so funny. So it's just people's opinions.
Yep.
Wow.
I love Reddit.
Did you ever see that guy who was going to go, was it Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez? And he wanted to, like, all these girls were, like, in this contest to, like, vote for a radio station to meet her.
Okay.
And this creepy, like, 40-year-old Redditor is just like, I want to meet her so I can smell her hair. And he takes off. He's like, I want to crush some little girl's dreams of meeting her so I can smell her hair. He almost won.
Oh, no.
But then I think they tried to do it for another, like, they started crashing radio station websites because they were all voting for this guy so much.
Wow. That is amazing. I want to do it so I can smell her hair.
I want to crush some little girl's dreams.
That's hilarious. I like to troll our Canada from time to time.
Yeah.
I just bring my unwanted opinions.
Everybody wants to hear what I have to say.
Fuck you, hippies.
Yeah.
I hate you. All right. Speaking of hippies and shit, I've got no segue to that, yeah. But DMX.
Don't make me lose my mind.
Well, DMX gets a Dewey.
But that's not even the best part. DMX, everyone's favorite hardcore rapper, the most frightening man to search a Pandora page for, goes and gets a Dewey, and then he passes out after he's been arrested for this. I mean, how scary is that? This guy's driving down the road, and then he could just pass out at any moment. Because that's safe. Didn't they, I believe an NFL player did something of the same sorts a few years ago, and he, like, almost passed out driving or did, and then he hit somebody, and it was huge. I'm just talking about that NFL player that almost passed out driving, and then he hit somebody or something like that.
Just rocked a quick squirt, so I missed all that.
Who was that?
I can't remember who it was.
Well,
just blame Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez is everything wrong with everything.
Yeah. How many people did he kill? 3?
So far. Yeah. They're finding more.
Jesus.
What the hell is wrong with him? I'm telling ya.
Couldn't catch the ball. Gotta kill somebody. What is it with NFL players?
I think it's all the conkies. Must be.
I still think OJ's more famous. If you think of NFL players killing people, you think of OJ. Just because it was not guilty.
Yeah. Not Quilty.
I really wish that we still lived in the 90s when everybody would
watch. What, are you some sort of hipster?
Well,
no, I wish I lived in the 90s, man. Kurt Cobain, man.
No, the reason I would want to live in the 90s is because everybody would talk about these high-profile court cases, and then they would stream them on every single news channel, and everyone would, like, wait for that moment when they would, I guess it's similar to the, George fella that killed
George Zimmerman.
Everybody was watching the verdict on that.
The reaction, yeah.
But like people who like when the verdict would be on every single channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The verdict was for the Zimmerman thing was usually just like posted online.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no one at Times Square like eagerly awaiting to see what fucking happened with old Zims.
But yeah, DMX.
Where the hood at? Fucking DMX.
Yeah, he might, like, I'm worried that he's going to go into, like,
I thought he turned into a fucking pastor.
Yeah, I thought he was down the better road, but I guess, had a few too many holy waters down at Trinity, so tried to drive home afterwards.
Oh, no. No. There have been a lot of drunk incidents lately. Mm-hmm. That dude from the Harbor Cats, DMX, that guy who tried to swim from Windsor to Detroit.
I think he almost did it.
Really?
Well, he was, like, on his way.
That doesn't Doesn't count. There was some guy in Victoria who was on his way. In like 7 hours, he made it 12 kilometers or something like that. He's trying to swim from Crescent Point to Port Angeles.
Wow.
He really fucked
up. How long are those open water swim races? 10K?
There's a bunch of like, they're different distances from them. Youth, it's usually like 1500. And then at nationals,
like what's the big Olympic? Like, what's the one that guy from here?
Oh, Richard Weinberger, good guy, by the way. I think that was a 10 kilometer.
That's a long swim.
But now he's into 25 kilometers.
Wow, that is so far.
That's fuck that noise. I'm not swimming that far.
I swim 300 meters like out, and I'm like, I'm not making it back.
Yeah, the other day I got back in the pool and cranked out 2 kilometers and couldn't move my arms after.
So, but this is better than the first time you tried to get back.
Oh, yeah, when I swam 1 kilometer and started hacking along and quit. Yeah. Yeah, it's been slowly getting better.
That's good.
Been getting my swells on. You can see the dumbbells in my room now.
Yeah, Eric has just turned this into a gym.
Yeah, the studio now counts as a personal gym. And opium den. Just kidding about the last one. Yeah. You know.
Two of those three things are true.
Yeah.
And it's not a studio.
It's a gym / opium den. What a great place to be.
Just fire up another Fight Club in here.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of drugs. JT, not Justin Timberlake. Old Trudeau.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wants to legalize
the herb, man.
He got ripped apart.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no remorse on that one.
Absolutely no remorse. I don't know. I used to be all in favor of Justin Trudeau, but I don't know. This is... I don't know how to feel about this one.
Yeah. I think he realized that he needs to stand out big on something.
Oh, yeah. And if he's going to... If he's going to get his foot in the door with liberal voters and the youth too,
yeah,
the ganja tokers, like, what's a better way to generate some publicity than say legalize the herb?
Yeah, because I think at some point
it's got to happen.
Here's my opinion as a youth, because I know shit all about politics.
Yeah,
there isn't too much of a difference if you're not going to take these big issues. And, like, stand out of them. Like, the difference between... Who was the guy who ran against Obama recently?
Mitt Romney.
They weren't that different.
No, they weren't.
Not at all.
Well, if you look at...
There was, like, a few tax things, a few little this, but really...
It all boiled down to social issues.
Exactly. But it wasn't... Like, the big... I think one of the biggest things was that won Obama that election was the gay...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what won in the election. So maybe Trudeau's thinking...
I gotta just... Of course, obviously, the gay rights in Canada, they're top-notch for the world, essentially, so far. Like, you know, in some place in the States, it's a terrible thing if you're gay. Up here, it's like, oh, well...
Marry your farm animal, but you can't marry a man.
Yeah. Like, that's fucked.
Get together, America.
America.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. If you look at, back to America, if you look at, compare George Bush to Obama's, other than gay rights, there's not much difference between the two.
Yeah.
If you look at Middle East issues, nothing has changed. If you look at Guantanamo, that's still open.
Yeah. I'm still no, scarred from that video.
Yeah, that was a fucked up video. If you didn't watch last episode...
Don't watch the video.
The video's dusty.
It's...
Good old Mos Def taking one bow to two.
Wasn't Mos Def in Victoria recently?
I don't know.
Didn't he play at Skafest?
Oh, yeah, he did. I think I saw Biz Nasty at Thrifty Foods a while ago.
No!
Yeah, I didn't have the courage to say hi, but it looked exactly like him.
Was he big?
Yeah, he had a sleeve, too.
It might have been him.
I know, but I didn't want to be like, Biz? Guess who I did see for sure 100% at Thrifty Foods a couple days ago?
Who?
Elizabeth May.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
I said hi to her.
Yeah? She got her on the pod? Or?
Nah, I've seen her on the pod. She's having a little tequila get together. She asked me for limes and shallots, and I had to tell her we had no shallots.
She's like, I came here for limes, shallots, and beating people up, and you're all out of shallots, and I already got my lime. Unless she spin kicks you in the head.
Yeah, she picks up a barrel full of lemons and throws them at my face, effectively killing me.
You pick up Sam and block it with him.
Fuck Sam. Fuck Sam. Hey, Sam!
Well, I found us a school.
Yeah?
With Jim Van Horn as a teacher.
Good guy, Jim. Jimbo.
I don't know if I could just, like, the first 2 weeks of classes, I'd just be sitting there like, you're fucking Jim Van Horn. Look at that mustache.
Where can I buy your mustache, Jim?
Exactly. I'd have to get a picture.
Oh, yeah. Hey, prof. Can I get a pic with you?
Can we snap a selfie, prof? Now we can look over these questions.
The fuck do you want?
That'd be sweet, though.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet.
Living in T.O., going to Raptors games, Leafs games.
Yeah.
Check out the Hockey Hall of Fame every week.
The Hoff.
Yeah.
We should. I said this on Twitter. And scoffed at me, but this is the game plan.
Yeah.
In 10 years, I'm not famous. I have all the prerequisites so far to become border security.
Are you going to get on the TV show Border Security?
I hope so. I have all the prerequisites. I graduated school. I have a gun. Exactly. And, you know, I don't have a criminal record. I'm not a terrorist. That's all you need. $60K they start.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sports Center is probably like $80K start.
Can you imagine being on Sports
Center? I'd buy a car I couldn't afford just so I could roll in it.
I would just buy, I'd buy O'Toole's old. What was it? Infiniti and Acura.
Nice. Didn't you auction that thing for like $8,000 or something? That's dusty.
It had 400,000 kilometers on it.
I almost spit out my gross drink.
Yeah, these are awful. By the way, you never, ever buy Yerba Mate.
The only reason it's good is because I spiked it with like an inch of Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Now it tastes okay. I'm serious. Just try like a tiny little bit in there. It's not bad.
With that bottle pop.
I know. The cork in there is fantastic. All you need is a tiny bit. And it exponentially improves the taste. You'd think it's gross, like this nasty, bitter mud drink with goose in there, but it actually makes it a little bit tastier. Fucking Pinterest that shit.
We should start a Pinterest of just awful health drinks to make them better.
Just drunk ideas, Pinterest.
Green tea, whiskey.
So here's a new drink for you. Coffee, vodka.
It is not exponentially better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Like, it's drinkable now. Yeah. All right, folks. Want to get canned cheaply?
Yerba Mate? Well, not cheaply, because the goose ain't cheap.
Goose is good, though.
Yeah.
Goose is good for you.
Goose and Yerba Mate.
Like, you could just rock this. On
only 110 calories. 28 grams of carbohydrates. And you get 0 grams of protein.
Hey.
That's right.
The whole whopping 0 grams of protein. You know what this tastes like?
What?
It kind of tastes like an iced tea, but one of those
twisted teas.
Twisted teas.
It does taste like a twisted tea.
And it's like having a Rockstar vodka, except not the Rockstar, goddamn iced tea.
Yeah.
It's good. Good Canadian drink.
This is the drinking hour on this is the latest we've ever recorded the podcast. It's 8:43.
Jesus Christ. It's almost bedtime.
Yeah. How long have we been going on this one?
We're 44 and a half minutes so far. We still got a bunch of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Coming back from that first Harvard Cats game.
Yeah.
Went down to the beach. Remember that? We'll go down to the beach.
Right.
We're chilling.
Yeah.
Good friend of the show, Mike Hallett's there. Owner of Mike's Hauling.
Yeah.
Hauls a couch down there. Doesn't want to take the couch back up. Sets the bitch on fire.
We're going to burn this mother down.
Hope we don't go to jail for telling that on the pod, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, we burned a couch.
Yeah.
I wasn't proud of it. I wanted to set the cushions on fire and then set them out to sea, because that would have been funny.
It's like Burning Man.
Yeah.
Time out for a second. This song we got going right now.
Is this Akon, Mr. Lonely, or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Great mix CD.
CD was inside of that boombox when I got it.
Oh, this is that mix CD.
Yeah.
I think it's been featured on another episode.
Has it? I think we've only done vinyls before.
We might. I think we mixed in this one once.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think Sebastian
on that? Here, too.
Candy Shop is on here. Yeah. I miss 50.
This is Spider-Bait Black Betty now. This game was on Need for Speed Underground 2.
Didn't play that one.
I logged like 120 hours. I beat the entire game with my stock Honda Civic. Didn't even make it look good. I just put all my money into the engine.
Nice. That's not a stock Honda Civic then. That's an engine.
Well, I know, but like, you know, you can buy like a Lamb. I'm like going up against like Lambos and Ferraris.
And you got a fucking Honda Civic.
A 99 Civic.
Crazy.
So I've been watching a lot of Top Gear recently on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It's.
I love when they try and make that rocket ship out of a car.
Oh, God.
Or the
one where they go through Israel and then they get sent away at the Iran border.
Oh, yeah.
And they have nowhere to stay, and it's, like, nighttime, so they have to, like, find a place to park in the desert.
Yeah. The one where they have those, the Robins, the three-wheeled cars.
Yeah.
The guy tries to take a corner.
Flips it.
Yeah, that was the first Top Gear episode I actually saw. Hooked ever since.
Those guys are good.
I've recently been getting into the old HBO shows.
Yeah.
6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
New favorite show.
Yeah.
You know Michael C. Hall from Dexter?
Yes.
Plays a funeral home director.
Okay.
And it's like a family business. Doubles as a gay guy, too.
Oh.
It was weird seeing Dexter Morgan making out with some big black guy. It was like, what in the flying
fuck?
And
then he just pulls out some, like, plastic wrap and then puts it down on the table and...
I wish. What a twist.
I gotta catch up on Dexter a little bit.
Great show. I'm waiting for season 8 to end so I can legally download it and watch it on my computer.
I am going to go right down to my HMV and get the box.
Does HMV still exist?
I think so.
Good for them.
I bought the Django Unchained soundtrack.
Nice. That's where I bought Pinkerton. Sebastian told me to buy a CD a while ago, so I did.
I was going to go somewhere. I had a talking point. Oh, back to Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching some Zach Stone Is Going to Be Famous, which is a little comedian named Bo Burnham's show.
Okay.
And it's just this young fella, and like every episode is him trying to get famous in another way. So he'll try to be like a master chef or like a singer. Like, the whole premise of the show is basically our lives, because they take all of this money that he was going to put into post-secondary schooling and just hires a camera crew to follow him around for a year.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
So he's just going for it.
Whatever. Might as well.
It's so funny.
That's awesome.
In the first one, he's like, I'm going to be a comedian, and his grandma dies, so he thinks the funeral's the perfect time to make his splash on the comedian stage.
Oh, no.
So he starts telling jokes at the funeral.
Brutal. Brutes. Yeah, it's pretty dusty. Yeah. Poor granny.
Yeah, poor granny.
Breaking Bad. Starts pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this gets up, it'll probably be started.
Yeah, or within a few days of starting.
Something like that. Which leads us to a great segue. Fucking Aaron Paul.
This guy was everywhere before he burst on.
I think I've got a couple for us. A couple Aaron Paul videos to watch. One is from The Price is Right. And the first one we're going to play is a Juicy Fruit commercial. Let's check it out.
Looks like he's on meth.
Gotta have sweet. There's only one. All right,
so he just ripped some guy's shirt off.
And that's it.
Juicy Fruit. The gotta have sweet gum.
He actually looks like Aaron Paul is on meth in this Juicy Fruit commercial.
He's definitely on meth. Meth. Not even once.
Meth.
Meth.
Have you seen that marijuana not even once video?
The one that you posted just the other day.
I'll have to tee that one up as well.
I love the music. That is synced so perfectly.
Oh, I know. The music is from the Inception trailer. Let's tee it up for everyone to listen to. So this is a this clip is from Seventh Heaven, by the way.
All right, I'll get straight to the point. I found marijuana in the house. And while I never thought of myself as the type of father who'd have to drug test his kids, I'm willing to do just that if that's what it takes to find out who brought a joint into this house.
Dad, Lucy found something too.
Oh, God.
Not Lucy.
I found a joint in Mom's chest drawer.
Good Mom.
I was just looking for a scarf.
Just a scarf.
Because I needed something else to go with my outfit. I didn't think you'd mind. But then I stumbled.
Mom's sweat bullets right now.
Mary and I didn't know what to think. I mean, it's really none of our business if you and Dad want to.
Don't finish that sentence. I assume you're referring to this.
Oh shit!
This joint. Same joint I found by the front
door.
It's a
really skinny joint.
Same joint your mother then put into her dresser drawer.
Wait a minute. Then whose joint is it?
Oh my God. This guy's sweating bullets now. It's on Black Jacket.
Looks like Trinidad James.
Here it comes. Everyone's averting eyes. Oh my God.
Gotta be kidding.
Look, son.
Man, I can't believe you.
I can't believe you, man.
That's hilarious.
Wait for the end. Apologize. Dad's dead!
The end says marijuana, not even once. Oh, that video kills me every time. Every time! Alright.
Come on now! Okay,
we're ending the broad end. Much later notice. Aaron Paul on the Price is Right.
He's wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And he's just freaking.
Looks a little drunk. He's stumbling.
You're the man, Bob. Oh, you're my idol, Bob. Horrible bitch.
Another one. Here's the next item up for bid. An elegant flat top desk.
Ooh, that's nice.
Aaron, what do you bid on that?
$1,200.
Actual retail price. $17.99.
He's gotta be on meth during this.
Get him over here.
His friends are going wild.
There's a Today Show clip where he does it and then he's on the show while they're watching it.
Now, Aaron, if you don't go over,
he goes right to the. He's in the showcase.
How far you miss? Your bid is $26,500. Aaron, the actual retail price of your showcase is $26,368.
He goes over by like $128.
Yeah.
By so little, by $32.
$32.
Like, oh no.
$132. About like not much. Decent shot.
He was so close to the double showcase.
Oh, I know. That would have been crazy. Galactic bro.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think it's we done?
We're done?
What the hell is going on right now? Whoops. Okay, well, thanks for listening this week. Get some more great content for you coming up soon.
Make sure to check out the Onnit.com sponsorship. The link is available in the description. And next episode, double digits.
Episode 10.
Episode 10.
Are we doing the group roundtable? I don't know. I guess you'll find out soon.
It's going to be a wonderful surprise. Don't miss it!
Well,
thanks for listening, as per usual.
Bye.
Bye.
You're the man, Bob! Oh, you're my idol! $1,200!
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah, bitch! Magnet!
I'll run through it all. Price is right. Show you niggas how to bowl. that, the price is right, or I can't do. It's a D-boy doing D-boy shit. Got him hollering, goddamn, that boy trick. He'll never stop, for real though. Still at it, where the fuck your deal go? All the hating y'all doing so senseless. I spend money every day like it's Christmas. With no name.